Hare Krishna. Welcome to the verse 6 of the Damodarashtakam. Please do get out your songbooks or sheets. We will chant together this verse and then relish its nectar.
Namo Deva Namo Da Rananta Vishnu Asida Prabhu Dukka Jalapti Magnam Kripa Drishti Vrishtyati Dinam Patanu Griha Nishamam Akyam Edyakshi Drishaya.
O Lord of divine beauty and boundless mercy, I bow down to you, whose affection for devotees allows them to bind you, who are supremely independent. O Lord Damodar, I am tormented by material entanglement and by separation from you. Please deliver me from this ocean of misery with the vision of your blissful form and with the shower of your merciful glance. A special type of love has now arisen in the heart of Satyavrata Muni. Now he expresses something which was not expressed before. He wants to have the direct darshan of Lord Damodar. Not the type of vision he has prayed in the two preceding verses. This was a vision in the mind or in the heart, much like the spurtis which happened during absorbed meditation. No, now he wants to have the darshan, sakshat darshan it's called, direct darshan. So obviously he thinks, what will bring this darshan about? Now in all our scriptures it has been stated that this direct darshan of the Lord will come about by Nam Sankirtan, by chanting his holy name. And Satyavrata Muni applies the same method here. He engages in chanting several names of Lord Krishna. He starts with the name Deva, Lord, who is supremely effulgent, whose form is divine, who's most beautiful. Then he says, Damodar, O Bhagavan, you are known by the name Damodar because of your exceptional quality of bhakta vatsalyata. That means deep affection for your devotees. This is the special quality which endears the Lord specifically to those devotees who are alone here in this material world. Because you have this great affection to your devotees, that's why I also will be able to directly see you with my own eyes. Then he calls out Ananta, meaning unlimitless, unlimited or endless Lord. This means there is no limit to your mercy, it's Ananta. He calls this name because he wants the merciful glance of the Lord. And then he calls Prabhu, O Prabhu, O Lord, your inconceivable potencies are unlimited. They are astonishing. They are immensely powerful. He wants to say that although usually you are adokshaya, you are beyond the grip of my senses, still, because you are Prabhu, the master of unlimited potencies, you can accomplish the impossible. I still remember an old man in Vrindavan who was on Vrindavan Parikrama, and it was difficult for him because it was cold and he was old. So he would say with a heart rendering voice, Prabhu, Kripa Koro, Kripa Koro. O Prabhu, O Master, you are the master of the cold and you are the master of this old body. Kripa Koro, give your mercy. So then he calls Isha. Oh, Isha, you are the supreme independent controller. You are absolutely independent from anything and everyone. So therefore, you can give even an unqualified mercy to me, unqualified person mercy. And then he ends his Naam Kirtan with the name of Vishnu. With this he wants to say, you are all pervasive. You are therefore in all the secluded caves and groves and Vrindavan. In fact, you are everywhere. Therefore, it is not so difficult for you. You don't have to undergo the difficulty of traveling a long distance to appear directly before my eyes. You're just around the corner. You're Vishnu everywhere, all pervasive. So in this way he says, Namo Deva Damoda, I bring my obeisances. It's almost like in this Kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hari Haraye Namaha, Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. The Namaha, I give my Namaha, not me. In other words, I give my obeisances to you. May I decrease and may you increase in my life, like this. So what does he want? He says, be pleased with me. See, I am drowning and I need the sympathy of someone who is on firm land in order to be safe. Prasida, be pleased. I'm drowning in an ocean of misery, and my misery has three causes. One is I'm tormented by material entanglement. The second misery is, source of misery is, I'm so separated from you. And the third misery, according to Sanatana Goswami, is I am not supported by saintly devotees in my sadhana bhajan, and therefore my bhajan is so lousy and so ineffectual. I need support. Like Krishna Das Kaviraj, he says, I am so feeble, so weak. I need the walking stick of the sadhu's mercy. So, yes, I am suffering. Threefold I'm suffering. It's not exactly the threefold miseries, but the miseries of being entangled, feeling separated, and I don't have enough support by the saintly devotees. So Kripa Drishti, please deliver me from the ocean of misery with the vision of your blissful form, Kripa Drishti, and with the shower of your merciful glance. My dear devotees, there is a sequence in this prayer. And this idea of sequence is very important. Why does Satyavrata Muni not say in the very beginning that he wants to have the sakshat or direct darshan? Well, it's simply like this. He doesn't wish to be so blunt because it feels inappropriate for him to ask for such a blessing which even the greatest of devotees do not always obtain. So therefore, he goes in a sequence. And I think that is a good sequence in which we can also present our prayers to Lord Krishna. In the first and second verse, he offers his pranam, means his obeisances to the Lord. In the third verse, he prays prayers. This is called vandanam. And in the fourth and fifth verse, he tells about his desire to see the Lord in his mind. It's in a meditation. And he says, I have no use for any other spiritual goals. Now in the sixth, he feels it's appropriate, after slowly approaching this high blessing, to have the direct darshan. This direct darshan, or direct beholding of the form of the Lord, is something very special. It is alluded to in chapter 3 of the second part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There, the Vishnu Dutas explain, we everywhere find that by seeing the Lord with the eyes, one achieves his mercy in all its forms, complete mercy in other words. It means the mercy of seeing him, of smelling him, of hearing him talk pleasantly, of touching him. All these types of mercy can be had by seeing him, having his direct darshan. And the most intense, one also finds the most intense and excellent joy. Indeed, to see him is the goal of shravanam, means hearing, and of all the other ways of devotional practice. So superior to seeing the Lord inside by meditation is the direct darshan. And the Vishnu Dutas continue with this point. By all the methods of spiritual discipline, seeing the Lord in person is the true reward to be attained. That alone destroys illusion down to the root, so that pure love of God may flourish. Please take note, a devotee who has actually seen and experienced with all his other senses the darshan of the Lord, he can burn down the illusion or avidya of maya to the root. Root means it will not grow again. You can burn down so many things, but if the root is not destroyed, so the root is destroyed by the direct darshan. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced, the Bhagavatam says, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees Drishta, the Lord as master. This is the direct hint from the second chapter of the first canto. So one may say, devotees like Prahlad saw the Lord in their hearts by meditation. But even they always yearned to see him with their eyes. For this, the proof is that when they finally had the darshan, that is, when Prahlad finally saw his Lord coming out of the pillar, then he felt extra special ecstasies which he did not feel before. You may ask yourself, why I make this point today, that Kirtan brings the Lord, and then the Lord is directly perceived by the devotees. Well, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we should not forget the goal is to obtain love of Godhead, prema. Prabhupada used to say, this is the movement of the living entity, meaning the living entity only wants this love of Krishna and wants to meet the Lord personally and please him personally. And this is a goal which is worth to be, let me say, committed to in one's life. It will come if we take the service and our sadhana very seriously. In this month of Kartik, there are a few sadhanas which will actually please the Lord very, very much. I would like to ask you to listen to a statement from the newsletter Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, where Srila Prabhupada describes the special sadhana which is to be done in the month of Kartik. He said, we will observe Damodavrata for 1 month. At that time it was 74. It was from the, he said, from the 18th of October to the 17th of November. The duty will be that in the evening you will offer candle, a small candle, all of you, just before the deity, not within the room, outside the room, and you chant the Damodarashtakam. So it's very nice that we all do this so regularly, and we meet in reading and understanding the purport of the Damodarashtakam. Tomorrow, my dear devotees, is a special day. Tomorrow is the Govardhan Puja day. It is the day when the greatest of Krishna's devotees, Haridasa Varya, is worshipped. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that by the mercy of the great devotees, even impossible things are possible to be attained. So tomorrow on Govardhan Puja Day, please all tune yourself into Giriraj's worship, and you will certainly be blessed in various ways. I will be visiting the Berlin Temple, and we have a wonderful function there, and give a lecture on the glories of Giriraj there, which we will put in the internet for all to hear. Thank you very much that you give me the opportunity to serve you all. I wish you all the best. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol.